Hey, Century 21, smarter, bolder, faster.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Dan, could you play this, you think, on the harmonica? The Mario Brothers theme?
Sure,
have you ever tried it?
No.
So this is cold.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Amazing. No sheet music.
No.
No sheet.
Never attempted to play it.
Playing it by ear.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I used to say,
how does Ott Grebe do it?
I don't know.
That's for you old-timers. That's for you people who've been in St. Louis forever. And you go back like 30, 40 years in St. Louis advertising. I bet Jose's old enough to remember. How does Ott Grebe do it? You remember that?
I am.
The Flying Dutchman. He was a car dealer. But that's another story for another time. Now it's time for Tech Talk with Jose Hernandez, brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. They're wonderful stores, and they have a lot of great products in addition to that great, great vacuum cleaner with the word Oreck on it. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
And once again, I forgot to give the numbers because I know you'd like to jump on here and get on the screen. Here's how you do that, 314-969-KTRS, or as a lot of people like to hear, 5877, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And first come, first serve. The only thing I have is I told Jose off the air that if you're shopping for a computer, which I haven't had to do for quite a while, for years, I bought a Dell laptop on sale at Staples for $410, and I mean, it's lightning fast. Great screen, Blu-ray player built in it. I can remember when a Blu-ray player cost $400.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
More. That wasn't that long ago. So they are out there, and no more tower and no more like clunky wires everywhere. That was the other thing. The wires from the from the time you go from the tower to the screen to the mouse,
or the mouse
wire,
for the keyboard,
oh,
for the speakers, for the monitor.
Eliminated all that stuff. Anybody
did,
have what?
Did you get a touchscreen?
No.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
And I don't think I want a touchscreen on a laptop. I don't know why. I just, I'm fine with the little, I think I'm getting used to the little, they still have the little
mouse pad?
Well, the finger pad, whatever you call it, where you rub. And you can still put a wireless mouse on it, right? Because I like a mouse.
Yep.
I'm going to get a wireless mouse. I'd rather have a mouse.
But that's the future coming, is tablets will start becoming touchscreen.
Well, the future coming is you'll stare at it and think what you, I'm serious, and you'll think, I want to see porn, and it'll pop right up, or go to YouTube, or voice command. Think about this.
Oh, yeah.
You sit in front of your computer and say, YouTube.
I think that,
that is going to happen.
Siri has that now.
Yeah, and we're not that far from sitting at your computer and never touching anything. Email, boom, there it is.
It's great. You can do the, you know, the two-finger zoom that you can do on tablets, too, where you grab it and go diagonal.
Yeah,
you can do that on laptops now, too, on the screen.
I'm having trouble visualizing it, sitting in an angled, upright position doing that without toppling over when you put pressure on.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But maybe they've got that figured out. I'm sure they do. We'll go to the phones in a moment. Let's see what Jose has for us first.
Apple is going to release Apple Television. It will include Siri as an audible remote. So you'll tell Siri to change to the porn channel and watch porn.
Wow.
You know what? Now, you talk about the ultimate in laziness. Now, seriously, you don't even have... Who wants to pick up a remote control
when
you can just
theory,
go...
Please.
Yeah. Seinfeld! And it goes to the old reruns. That's great.
Starting June 2nd, Microsoft is going to offer a $15 Windows 8 upgrade to anyone who buys a PC or laptop with Windows 7. So, Frank, you were just a little bit
starting
early.
When?
June 2nd.
Crap!
June 2nd?
I just bought it. It's got Windows 7 in it.
Right.
I don't care. I'm good with Windows 7 for a long time.
Is that true, what I heard today, that with Windows 8 that they were thinking of making Internet Explorer being the only option as a browser?
Yeah,
on there?
They're thinking that. It's not going to happen, but they're thinking that because they're also moving Internet Explorer to Xbox 360s in the next generation.
And seriously, for what I do, 7's fine for me for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah,
it'll be supported long enough till you'll get another one. Let's see. Nevada has embraced driverless cars and issues the first autonomous vehicle licenses.
Whoa.
They are now on the streets, the Google cars. They have red license plates on them so you can spot them. If you're worried about getting run over, I'm not too worried because they're all driving little Toyota Priuses. So,
I got
to tell
you
something. What are you talking about?
No, this is creepy. The Google camera cars have no drivers.
Yeah.
They drive around the country and literally in the cities, in the neighborhoods, and there's no
driver. I want to see one.
It's a Prius with a looks like a big cluster of stuff on top of it.
And this all stops at stoplights. And
like, have you ever gone to, Tina, Google Maps where you can do the street view or you can actually see the houses? And yeah, that's how they get those pictures.
They get that video with these Google cars, and now they don't have any drivers. And by the way, what a horrible job driving the Google camera.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But somebody's sitting in an office then, right?
Well, they're sitting somewhere, but they're not in the car.
Well, so the car would never do anything to be pulled
over?
Well,
we don't know that. And by the way, if a cop pulls it over speeding and he walks up, what's he going to do?
Get out of the...
It could ever speed or run a red light because it's all programmed.
But I'm
not
with
to
her.
That,
yeah, something's going to happen.
Yeah, until the
something's
hard drive
something's
going
to happen. And I want to see the expression on the cop's face when he walks up to the car and there's nobody in it.
Wow.
That's great.
Pandora music service has hit 150 million users.
It's about time.
It is the second most downloaded app out of the Apple store.
What's the most downloaded?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? A good reporter would have had that information.
It's a shame I'm just a tech guy.
Yes, it is.
Facebook is opening an app center similar to the App Store where people can put their apps for sale, not only for Facebook, for other things that you might want to buy. United Postal Service is banning overseas shipments of electronics with lithium-ion batteries starting May 16th. If you're shipping electronic devices with lithium batteries to soldiers, the FPO boxes, it's not going to happen anymore with the Postal Service. Apparently, batteries that are shipped fully charged and not packaged correctly have caused two fires in aircraft, including one in 2010 for a UPS plane.
What about product that's shipped by plane from Japan to this country?
Well,
they got batteries in them.
Yes, they do.
They probably go by ship.
I don't think the lithium ion battery stuff flies. I think it comes in container ships.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And that you said that's just through the Postal Service.
FedEx and UPS will still do it. The problem is the United States Postal Service are the only people that deliver to the overseas military mailboxes. So what will have to happen if you want stuff sent is either you'll have to send the batteries separately, or you'll have to send the whole unit to a residential address in the area you're trying to get to, like Germany, and then have it delivered.
So the battery is only a potential problem if it's in a device?
If it's charged or not properly
packaged.
And the United States Postal Service just isn't taking any of it.
Let me ask you this. How will they know if there's a battery in it?
Right. You don't tell them.
They'll ask you.
Will they x-ray it or anything, or check it? Or
I know they do that on the containers that go on the ships and things
I'm
like
sure
that.
I'm sure if it goes into UPS or a United States Postal Service, eventually it sees an x-ray machine.
Yeah. You know you can't mail wine either?
I didn't. Yes, you can.
My aunt tried to mail me a bottle of wine, and
I know
they
people
asked her what's in here,
of wine.
They said, no, we can't mail that.
Well, maybe the post office can't. But, I mean, I know people who have cases of wine shipped to their house.
Right. Maybe you
so
can.
So there is a way to do it.
Angry Birds hit 1 million downloads.
Beautiful.
They're thinking about an initial public offering, similar to what Facebook is doing. T-Mobile is upgrading their network to the tune of $4 billion so they can support iPhones next year. They don't currently sell them, but I would suspect here shortly you'll be able to get an iPhone at T-Mobile.
The best advertising T-Mobile ever did. Hey, the little chick in the pink dress, have you seen that where she jumps on that crotch rocket, that bike, that ninja bike? Yeah, it's great.
The one that shows the speed of 4G?
Yes, that's a great commercial.
Mm.
And last but not least, Apple is going to ditch Google Maps for its own proprietary map application called Maps.
They ought to not call it an application, an Apple-ication. See what I did there?
And I would have thought they'd have called it IMAP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really?
They're not as smart as we are.
Mm-mm.
Those Apple people, they're just not that smart.
Nope.
Compared to us.
I'm telling you, it's hard to compete with Google Maps, though, because MapQuest, all the other ones, no comparison.
No.
There's no comparison.
You want to take some calls?
Please.
We have a full board. Look at this. Let's start with Jonathan. Jonathan, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Jonathan, hey. What can I do for you?
Hey, Frank and crew.
Hey, Jonathan.
I am AM in the PM.
Ah, that's good to hear.
And I hope the whole thing about us being Apple, being not as smart as everybody else, does that apply to Apple customers, too, or just the workers there?
No, just the workers. It's a joke.
Oh,
it's a joke.
Oh,
they're geniuses, and we're okay. And we're sitting here. So it's a joke.
Well, my question has to do with my Apple computer, MacBook Pro, that I was in the garage the other day. I was taking out the trash. It was one of those times when I had way too many things in my hands.
Let me stop you. Are you married?
Yes.
Why are you taking out the trash?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good question.
It's a very good question. Apparently, your house is not run like my house. When our trash gets full, I go, "Hey, woman, take the trash
out of here."
Yeah. I don't know what's going on at your house.
Yeah.
So I got the trash in the garbage can, but I dropped for some reason I had my computer in my hand and I dropped the computer on the cement floor in the garage.
Yep.
Not good.
I was afraid it was going to break into a million pieces, but all it did was it dented the computer. And the only problem with it was that my wireless quit working after I dropped it. Took it to the Apple store, and they said, "Well, we can fix it for you for about $800.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
And you should just get a new one.
Yeah, and I've only paid about $1,000 for it, refurbished, and so I told them I'm not going to do that. So I bought this little USB thing that basically served as my wireless card. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that'll work.
And I did that, and then all of a sudden, when I put that in, it like completely fixed the wireless, and so I wouldn't even need that USB thing anymore.
Okay.
Like, as soon as I put that in, it just completely healed the computer of whatever the problem was. And I'm not complaining here, but I'm just wondering if you have any clue how it could have done that.
Yeah, I do. It's a miracle. It's,
yeah.
it's absolutely a miracle.
Yep.
God did it.
Yeah.
First, it's broken. You insert an air card, and then when you remove the air card, it's not even broken anymore. That, my friend, is a miracle.
Yep.
Well, I always have thought that God likes Apple computers, but that's just kind of my own personal belief.
He likes yours.
Yeah, I think he just likes you.
That could be it. That could be it. Are you a good man? Are you a decent man?
I think so.
Well, there you go.
Takes out the trash.
There you go. Yeah, you take out the trash when that's wife's work. That's woman's work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So God likes you. There you go.
Jonathan, your computer shall work.
All right, anything else, Jonathan?
That should do it, my friend.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. That is weird when that stuff happens.
Mm-hmm. It probably just reset everything.
I have a light switch in my garage. And twice in all these years, I've gone to turn the lights on, the real garage lights, not the garage door opener.
Right.
Click, click, nothing. No, there's not a breaker tripped. Nothing. I've gone crazy looking. And then, like an hour later, it just worked. And that stuff is weird. Some things we will never have answers to.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to David. David, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
David?
I know I hear it all the time, at least once a month. I just bought a new computer, and all the online virus and spyware and all that's going to be expiring.
Yes.
And I know you always give us the free ones to get. I'm wondering if there's a way to just have that put on the KTRS website for those of us who don't write it down whenever we don't need it, and then we do need it, have to call in again and take up airtime to get it from you.
Well, fortunately, you're not the only one that asks, and there are other people listening. I will check to see if we can get it put on the website, but the place you're looking for is Microsoft Security Essentials.
Okay.
If you'll Google that, it'll tell you where to go.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it'd tell him where to go. Wouldn't it be something if he Googles and goes, "Hey, go to hell"?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I might mention, when I bought this thing, I did, and you may, don't scold me for this, I bought the Norton, thing for a year. Is that okay?
We'll see.
Okay, that's what I was afraid he'd say. Yeah, I got talked into it. Antivirus for a year, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Garrett. Garrett, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Garrett.
Hello, gang, and AM in the PM.
Thank you, Garrett.
Hi, Garrett.
I have two quick questions, if I could. One is, I just bought a new flash drive today, and it comes with a couple of applications and system information. Can I delete all that stuff without, affecting my flash drive?
Yeah, if you don't need that stuff. I presume one of them is an encryption program?
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, if you're not using it as an encrypted thing, yeah, you can just get rid of all the stuff on there. How big is the drive?
I just got a little 8 gigabyte.
Okay. Yeah, no, you don't need those things.
I love the way people say, I just got a little 8 gigabyte. I remember when 2 gigabytes, I thought, whoa.
What about megabytes?
Yeah. Just 8 gigabytes.
Yeah, no, it's plenty for me. That's all I needed it for. But then my other question was, I was selling an iPod, and I deleted all the music off of it.
Yes.
Not thinking properly. Well, it totally deleted my whole iTunes library.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
When I went to my recycle bin, I found all the music, but then I tried to, get it back to my iTunes library, but now I have about 1,800 files on my desktop.
Here we go. He's gonna really scold you for this one.
Yeah, you do. You do.
And now I don't know, how I'm going to rectify this and get them back to my iTunes library.
Can't you just select all and...
Well, he doesn't want the additional contents of his desktop going to the folder. What you can do is go into My Computer, Documents and Settings, your username, and then there will be a folder that is truly the desktop. You can open that folder. You can sort by the file type and then pick all the iTunes files, which I presume are MP4s, and then you can copy those into a different folder.
That's exactly what I was going to tell him to do.
Wow.
I have no idea what he just said.
I got lost when he said go to my computer.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Garrett. I have no idea what he was talking about. I'm with Dan. I know how to click my computer.
Yeah.
After that, he took a turn and I couldn't follow him. We still have a little time. Let's go to Will. Will, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How
Will?
You doing today, gang? Hey, Will. I got a 7-year-old HP laptop, and the motherboard was diagnosed as being bad.
Yep.
So I'm trying to figure out how to get my, I guess the hard drive still good in it. Is there a way I can pull it out and dump all my stuff into an external hard drive? Is there any device I can use to do that? Or what's your recommendation on how I'm getting that information off of that hard drive?
You can take the hard drive out and buy an enclosure and make it an external hard drive.
That's what I was going to say.
If you're getting another laptop, that's the way to go. If you're going to get a desktop or a tower, you can actually install that hard drive as a second drive in your new machine and then copy them over that way.
Okay. Can you copy it to any, like an iPad, or is there a way you can put it into the iPad?
I don't know what the iPad connectivity is for USB or not, but if you put it as an external enclosure, it'll have a USB connection. And so if you plug it into your iPad, it should recognize it as an external device, but I don't know if iPads take USBs or not.
No, they do not, no.
Well, Will, Will, you're either acting like you understood what he just said, and if you are, you're a good actor, or you really do understand it.
I don't even know what an enclosure is.
I don't either.
He lost me with the enclosure deal, but that's okay.
If you wander to your nearest computer sales area or store and ask them for an external hard drive enclosure, it's just the box the drive sits in with the plugs that'll plug it in to make it work.
Yeah, I've got a couple of them. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'm pretty savvy, Frank. I'm not like you.
No, you're not. Like, no, you're absolutely not like me. And I don't take that as an insult. It's just true. Thank you, Will.
All right, Dick. I enjoyed the show, guys.
Thank you very much. I could tell when he didn't go, huh?
Yeah, right. I know.
He knew what he was saying.
One more. We'll do one more, then we'll get out of here. John, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you doing?
Good, John.
Dumb question real quick. Do you know anything about... the bottom of my computer, when I go to website, it says waiting for about blank. Is that like a bug or something like that?
No, you're using Internet Explorer, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I wonder how I knew that. I would recommend that you download either Firefox or Google, and you shouldn't see that problem any longer.
But is it hurting my computer at all?
It's not hurting your computer.
Because it's never come up on any of my scans or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not a virus. It's just some idiosyncrasies within Internet Explorer.
I really like Google Chrome.
I do too.
Yes.
Thanks, Dan. Good
Google
input.
Chrome.
Thanks.
Yeah. I got Firefox and Google Chrome.
Yep. Yeah. If you type google.com on the address bar of Internet Explorer, when the Google page comes up, if you type the word Chrome, there should be a download button that shows up in the upper right-hand side.
Will that get rid of it then? No,
you just quit using it. You'll get a different icon for your browser. It'll be Google. It'll be red, yellow, and green. Little beach ball looking thing.
All right.
Cool. Okay, John. Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. We solved a lot of problems.
Unbelievable.
This show should win some kind of an award. It will one day. We've only got that 15 years. It'll happen. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. And if you didn't get through and you have a question, I have an email address for you, and it's Jose's email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the folks at Oreck, as we always do, not only for their sponsorship, but their great products. They have a lot of terrific home care products. Check them out at the Oreck Home Care Centers. They're locally owned and operated. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And off we go to John Landoff, Jr. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Unbelievable.
What does that
this
mean?
Is great. It's just great to follow Jose.
Did you hear that, Jose? He said, it's great to follow Jose. That's what John Landoff said. He's walking out the door and didn't hear.
Are you tech-savvy enough, John, that you can follow along with what he's saying?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, I mean, that wasn't a... No, I was just... It was just a question. Do you understand about it?
Let me answer it this way. Well, of course, Ian.
Okay, there you go.
I don't think
you... You know, your hard drive today.
Hard drive is good. Active.
Unbelievable. Frank, how's your motherboard?
I don't know what that is, and I don't even know how to take a hard drive out of a machine, and I have about six machines just in closets that I don't want to take anywhere because I don't want my... bank information or whatever, you know, I don't know how to get to the hard drive. I'm going to learn how to do that. I'll take that out and then donate them or whatever. Hey, can I tell the whole world about credit card roulette?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You guys had a dinner the other
night,
right?
Oh, this is the best. No, this is the best.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be great when we get together again in a few weeks, and this time you lose.
No, I'll take it from here. I'll tell this story. Now, we went to dinner Thursday night, and... John and his wife, Mimi, and my wife and I went to dinner. And I think I might have mentioned that the last time we did this, John picked up the tab. And I'm sure it was written off like it's a company expense. He's talking to somebody.
Yeah, he is.
Who are you talking to?
Hey, it's Lisa McAllister. We're selling cars here.
And
Lisa.
I said, do you lose every time you play that game?
And I said, no, not usually. I don't.
So this was John's idea to play?
It gets better. So I go into this dinner thinking, okay, I'm going to have to pick up the tab because he did it last time. And I'm nervous about it because he's very expensive at dinner. He gets the wine list. And then he's one of these people that goes, let's just try a little of all the hors d'oeuvres. Just,
right.
You know, bring just a little bit of everything. And he's one of those guys.
Are you trying to say like I'm a pig?
No, I'm just saying you like expensive dinners. And then the wine thing. Now, I have no clue. I could tell by the bottle. This is not a $20 bottle of wine.
Right.
And, when that's gone, bring some more of that wine. I'm thinking, oh, boy, cha-ching, cha-ching. So when we finish,
that why you were twitching when I was looking through the wine list?
Yes. The waitress brings the bill. I didn't see it. It's in one of those leather, closed-up thing. And I said, I'll get it. I said it kind of reluctantly, but I said, I think it's my turn. I think it's my turn to buy. And he says to me, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's play credit card roulette. I said, what's that? He said, well, get two credit cards. Now, if there were four people, you'd throw in a card.
Right.
But since there are only two of us, he said, give me two credit cards. So I did. I gave him my Visa and a MasterCard. And then he takes two. He says, we give them to the waitress. She shuffles them up behind her back and then puts them in her pocket, and then she takes the cards out, and the last card out pays the bill.
Oh.
So she takes the first card out. It's mine.
Oh.
Second card, mine. He's done. It's over. It is over after two cards. I love credit card roulette.
Oh, my God. Boy, there was no suspense or anything.
Wow. What I love about it was his idea. Oh. It was great.
My idea. We get in the car, Mimi goes, well, that was really smart.
He had already said he was going to pay.
Oh, man, it was great.
You know, that's just the way I am.
Yeah,
you know?
What does that mean, that's the way you are?
I mean, just, you know, like, give you a chance.
You know what I think? I think you didn't have a chance to rig the game. That's what I think.
We did that about 15 years ago up in Canada. We're actually in a steakhouse in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and there's nine guys. We exempted Steve Fair, the fire captain at the Ferguson Firehouse, who's also the guy that puts all of our crops in, and he's a member of the Duck Club.
So he gets a free ride.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. And then my buddy Steve Holmes, his dad, Charlie, was with us.
You're not going to name all nine guys, are you?
Yeah, can I?
No.
No, so... Wow. So we exempt, guys, and so there's seven of us. And it was my buddy Steve Adams' idea. And all of a sudden, a buddy of ours, Steve Potter, who is the attorney, goes, "Now, hold on. Does this mean I'm responsible for the whole bill?" And we're like, "Yeah."
That's how it works.
Or, wow. Or in a big group. In a big group, if you get down to the last two, you can look at each other and say, "We'll split it."
You know what? That would be with nine people. That would be the best moment. Woo. Seven guys know they're clear because their cards have come out. Now it's
down
one
to
of two, and that's when it would be fun.
And that's risky too. Because I don't know. Yeah, you know what though?
It's gambling. You're getting. Look, you've got
either 50%.
You've got an 8 out of 9 chance of a free meal. That's the way you have to look at it. It's a pretty good bet.
It's a great way to end up a great night. And just have a lot of laughter, but the suspense on it, you can see on a few people's faces. I had to pay the entire bill. Whose idea was this?
Credit card roulette. I love it.
But it was fun. A lot of fun. And I do think we entertained the folks at Annie Gunn's last Thursday night. Yeah. How about, I'm trying to tell stories, and I get cut off.
My wife cut you off.
Before.
Hold on a second.
We want to hear Mimi talk.
Well, hang on a second. When did I say to you we've heard that story before?
I don't know, twice.
You know what? You know what you're thinking of? You're thinking of my wife because she does that. She interrupts people. You're thinking of her.
She did not interrupt me once.
That doesn't sound like Frank to do that, though.
Cut you off? Matter of fact, when I'm telling this story, she's gazing into my eyes.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I'm going to throw up.
Here we go.
Was it something you ate today or what?
You know why she was gazing in your eyes? She was hypnotizing you, and she was concentrating on pay the bill.
Yeah.
Pay the bill so we don't have to.
No. He just loves my story.
And, I don't mind telling people where we ate. We paid for our food. There's no freebie here, but it's just such a terrific place. And the guy that runs it runs such a terrific first-class restaurant, Annie Gunn's. I've never been there when it wasn't just a really good experience. I don't think I've ever had a bad anything from Annie Gunn's. So
it is unbelievable. It's one of the greatest restaurants, in the country.
Yeah. What frustrates
me,
told Tom Sainert this. What's frustrating to me is I would love to speak for Annie Gunn's and have them advertise here. They don't need me. They don't need anybody. That place is always busy.
Another favorite place of ours. I was going to talk. We were there Friday night.
Don't give them a free plug.
I got to. I love them. Il Balago, the Gabrielle family. They own Giovanni's, and then Carmelo and his brother Frank go have the place in...
I thought it was Bellagio.
Well, they had to change the name because of the hotel.
Really?
Casino, yeah.
Mm. Why would a big casino be that mean? Like that's going to hurt the Vegas casino.
I think what happened was when you Googled years ago Bellagio, the restaurant in Creve-Coeur, Missouri, came up before the casino.
I think
Jose must have set up their website for them years ago.
But seriously, if you think anybody thought, well, we're not going to go there. We thought it was in Las Vegas. They'll keep going till they get the one they're looking for. That seems petty to me.
It does. It was ridiculous. How about... There's an item on the menu at Il Balago.
He said it twice now. You know what? He's going to eat that free. He's going to eat that.
No. It's the Landoff meatball.
Really?
Is it
printed on the menu?
We were at their house for the holidays a few years back, a big Christmas party with, family and employees and Frank created this meatball. That eventually his wife and other people were saying you need to put that on the menu. He's like, no, it's a meatball. He goes, we have a fine dining restaurant, but yet this meatball, and it's got like four or five different ingredients.
If he created it, why is it called the Landoff meatball?
Well, because every time we go, I make sure that we get at least, depending on the crowd, the group, we're getting two, three, or four. Like we had a group of eight on Friday night. We got four meatballs, and we could have probably gone through five or six. They're about the size of a small softball or maybe a softball.
Oh, I like that.
You've got veal and breadcrumbs, and it is unbelievable.
Well, I've been a lot of places eating a bunch of stuff, and they never named it after me just because I eat it.
Well, you don't know right.
Well, maybe you should try.
Chick-fil-A and Steak and Shake. Oh, man. Yeah. They should have my name all over those menus.
All right, so we were driving by, getting ready to go for a run Sunday, and went by a fast food place, and there was a sign just made us laugh. It was like, Mother's Day lunch on us. Moms Eat Free, and it was a Lion's Choice. I said, memes? I got a great idea. She can eat free, but she didn't.
What's so funny about that?
She didn't go for it?
No.
You said you saw the funny. What was it again that was so funny?
I was kidding her. I said, I just found out where I'm going to buy your lunch today.
Moms Eat Free.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, so he doesn't have to pay for anything.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Wow.
I didn't realize how funny that was.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just don't listen. You're probably reading something. You know, you're all over the place. You're multitasking. You're posting your face.
That's me. Let's sell something. What do you want to sell?
Hey, you know, thank you. We had a great weekend.
You're welcome.
We had an unbelievable weekend. Thank you very much. We still really, really, really need used cars, trade-ins. You can trade two for a new car, three for a new car. You can trade three or four for two cars. We've got a lot of inventory, kids. I mean, a ton of inventory. Chevy Cruzes, Malibus, probably 100 plus of each, 200 plus Silverado pickup trucks, $10,000 off extended cab and crew cab. So come and see us.
The last time we talked, McGill Grawhaven was going to buy a truck.
No, it's McGraw Millhaven.
Did that happen yet?
No, not yet. He had a very busy weekend. But up this
too busy. Yeah,
what do you have?
Already picked one or two online, and he's a friend who's going to buy a Malibu. So
checking.
Well, no, we were on the air Friday morning live. You know, at 8:35.
What for?
Selling cars.
You're on with him now.
Well, he said that.
Wait, does anybody know about this?
No.
Oh. Did you guys go
sounds
to dinner
like a
too?
Timer.
He told me he played credit card roulette with you and that you're paying for him.
No, I didn't know. I'm serious. I didn't know anything about this. I'm going to listen in here. I want to hear that.
Wow.
See how good that is. Why don't you keep a scoreboard on who sells the most cars? That show or this show?
You want to?
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, we're just very glad. I really have both sets of listeners, the McGraw show, and again, it's going to be a hard deal to beat your show and beat your crowd,
what?
Your group in there. It will be hard. Your crowd, your group, but you're buying dinner next time. The heck with credit card roulette. Buying.
All right, let's have a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800 or 24/7/365 at lawndoff.com. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. We're open late. And I'd love to see some of your awesome listeners.
You'll see them.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, John, thank you.
Great talking to you all.
See you later.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Bye.
And no idea McGill had
it. Yeah, kind of a two-timer. Huh?
You know what he did? I'll buy a truck if you'll come on my show. Yes,
yeah.
He bought a truck.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. I bought 1, 2, 3, 4 vehicles, I think, from there. Well, we'll see. Time will tell. We got a break. We'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Whelan. How are things going, Tim?
They're pretty messed up in some areas. This report's brought to you by Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank, member FDIC. They have cleared that accident on southbound 270 just before Highway 44. All lanes are open. Traffic is jammed up, though, approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry, opens up at Big Bend. We do have a stalled vehicle or a minor accident that was on northbound 170 at Scudder in the center lane. Your traffic on northbound 170 jams up approaching St. Charles Rock Road to Scudder. Southbound 170, that's jammed from Olive down to Brentwood. We have westbound 40 looking good past the Science Center, Hampton, and Causal, that you start really getting hosed as you make your way from Lindbergh out through Mason, and eastbound 40 downtown at Slow Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report is also brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte, the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty. And I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now, you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Are you a male who needs to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being. Because Sensa for Men is sending 30-day free trials to men looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a male over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-2913 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa for Men. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. And if you're a man, now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle. Act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of 1 per household. Again, if you are a male who needs to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-700-2913. That's 1-800-700-2913.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
6 months, same as cash financing with approved credit from the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. With 0% financing and online discount coupons, now's a great time to replace your windows, siding, insulation, or entry doors and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World, 314-993-1800 for a free in-home estimate. That's 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldstlouis.com.
Yes, hooray for Hollywood. I'm ready to go to a movie. It's been, the Avengers 2 weeks, and that's the only one I've seen in a while, so I'm ready to hear about a movie. I hope it's good. We'll find out. Don Meadows-Dixon joins us, courtesy of Westport Car Wash. There are three of these great car wash locations. Behind us here on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester, Westport Car Wash. Here is Don Meadows-Dixon.
Yeah. Hey.
How are you? Well, we're a little short on time because Mr. Londoff decided to overstayed his welcome a little bit.
Well, I have to say, I just want to pass this along. Jefferson County's Got Talent on Friday.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
And a woman came up to me and she said, I know the show's about to start, but I just have to say that I asked my kids to take me here for Mother's Day so I can meet you.
Wow.
And I said, oh my goodness, I hope you're not disappointed. But
and what if she had said, I am disappointed?
This is it.
But the funniest thing she said was, I just don't know how you take those guys. They're so hard on you.
They're so what?
Oh, yeah.
They're so what?
Well, okay. She used a different word. She said, I'm afraid one day you're just going to go postal.
Yeah, well, you might. You might.
So I thought that was really cute, but she was very nice. And she said, I pray for you every day.
Wow, well, she nice. Should be praying for us. We're the bad guys. Yeah. We're the ones that need it. So you, who won?
Well, actually, a gospel singer from really good guy. I can't remember his name
That's
off
right.
the top of my head.
That's okay.
But he's a gospel singer, and he had great stage presence, and he was great. There was a lot of great talent.
You didn't say that stuff like you made it your own and all that, did you?
No, they didn't really. Actually, we kind of just they introduced us, and then we judged. It wasn't like we interacted with them all that much. But I have to say, as some of the people left. And they didn't like our choices.
Uh-oh.
Some of the parents were saying, that stinks. My kid was better than, you know.
Oh, that's parents
man,
for you.
The stage
oh,
moms.
My goodness.
Yeah.
We were wondering if we needed armed guards to take us out of there. It got a little ugly.
You
got to
be careful when you're
judging
people's
kids. Yeah, but I think
kids.
Everybody all in all had a great time, really nice people, great talent. So.
Okay, what's our movie?
The movie is The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Okay.
And
what?
This is the one. This is the one you've seen that's shot in India.
Is that the whole, that the title's that long?
Yeah. It is that long. It's
wow.
so long that when you type it in to get to research it, it doesn't. It kind of
crawls off the screen.
Yeah, calls up everything else.
The best exotic marigold.
And it's about these British retirees who travel to India to take up residence in a what's supposed to be a luxurious hotel, but when they get there, of course, and this happens to all of us, the hotel does not exactly match the brochure. And so they're disappointed, and they think they're going to leave, but of course they stay, and then their adventure there becomes life-changing. So you've got seven Brits, and some of the stars are big, big names, Judy Dench, Maggie Smith, Tom Wilkinson, and they're all on a different path of life. John Madden directs it, who did Shakespeare in Love and the Debt, two wonderful movies. I took my mom to see it. As you remember, Mom and Dad were in last week. Dad
right.
saw Dark Shadows. Mom went to this one. This is one of those feel-good, adventurous films. India is a character in the film. Dad would not have liked this movie at all.
I don't think
But
I'd
Mom
like
and I had a great little Mother's Day moment, and every one of them is searching. The only thing that, and I got to be careful when I say this. I know I do. But one of the guys is looking for a lost love, and you know, the homosexual agenda in Hollywood is always popping up in movies, in TV, everywhere.
I haven't noticed it.
Everywhere. And I've been in theater and film forever. I've got wonderful friends that are gay. But I just think that it's so manipulative. I feel like every turn of the corner when I'm just, and of course, you know, his long lost love was, of course, a gay friend.
Yeah.
But anyway,
well, now I'm gonna
said
go.
That, there
well,
was
anyway.
A lot of good things.
Yeah.
There were a lot of good things about the film as well.
All right. And the title again is?
It's called The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. It opened across the country before it came to St. Louis. It's doing great. It really is a nice little trip. The message in the film, it's never too late to begin life again.
Oh, that's beautiful. How many ARDs?
3 1/4. It really is a nice little film.
Here they come.
All right, Dan.
It doesn't sound like anything
Dan.
I want to be seeing.
I didn't think so, Frank.
All right, Dan, we'll talk to
bye,
you later.
Bye.
Goodbye. There goes the judge. Instead of here comes the judge, there goes the judge, Don Meadow Dixon, courtesy of Westport Car Wash with three locations. Page, just east of Lindbergh. Lehman Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. Brentwood, just south of Manchester. The great car wash. All right. Motorcyclists. Listen up. May is Motorcycle Month. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a national recognition. I think it means at First Community Credit Union that it's Motorcycle
Month. Oh.
That's what I think it
mm-hmm.
means. So what they have is motorcycle loan rates as low as 2.99%. Peon, do you ever have a motorcycle?
No.
Yes and no. Tina?
Yes.
You had one?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And you rode it? Like,
yes.
By yourself.
I rode it to school all the time.
Wow. Dan, you never had a motorcycle?
No. No, I haven't.
Well, then, how'd you get the brain injury?
Oh.
I was
that
born
was cruel.
That way.
That was cruel.
He was born that way,
that
like Lady Gaga.
But he had an answer for it. So 2.99% of motorcycle loans and auto loans And I don't have to ask if people have cars. That'd be stupid. Of course they do. As low as 1.99%. Find out what your loan is currently on your car, your SUV or whatever. You probably don't know. You know the payment, but find out what the loan is, because you very possibly could get a lower rate at First Community Credit Union, which means your monthly payment's going to go down. You're not paying any more for the vehicle. You're just paying less in interest. So check them out. First Community Credit Union, a wonderful place to bank. And these are just two reasons why. There are all kinds of other reasons. You'll find out when you join and become a member, as we all are. FirstCommunity.com.
With your Golden Oaklandian airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tita. Well, you are slow on westbound 70 from Mid River. Well, actually 370 out through T.R. Hughes. Slow to stop and go pockets. Looking at westbound 40, I told you it is jammed up from Lindbergh out through Mason, but you're just slow again from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound traffic, though, that is really slow in pockets between Clarkson up through Mason. Southbound 270, not much better. Bumper to bumper from approaching Page down to Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest. Wait a minute. Let's do this again. This report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. It's the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. Great news for car buyers this May. Weber Value Pricing and Weber Trade Assistance are both continuing. Every vehicle is available at Weber Value Price, including Cruises for $15,900 and Malibus for $17,400. There are no gimmicks. The Weber Value Price is available to everyone with no asterisks and no hidden rebates. With Weber Trade Assistance, when you trade a vehicle, you will receive top dollar for your trade and pay $1,000 less for the new vehicle. So check WeberChevrolet.com for the Weber Value Price, then pay $1,000 less on top of your trade for every vehicle, including Equinox and Silverado. Yes, that makes your Cruise just $14,900 and your Malibu just $16,400 minus your trade. Again, every vehicle is on sale. Go to WeberChevrolet.com, call, or stop at your nearest location. Then take off an additional $1,000 when you trade. That's $14,900 for a Cruise, $16,400 for a Malibu, $1,000 under Weber Value Price on everything else, and the largest selection of Chevys in the Midwest. It's only at Weber Chevrolet. Four locations or at WeberChevrolet.com. Close Memorial Day. Chevy runs deep.